However, I think we're in a position now, Joe, kind of touching back on some outfielders we were talking earlier. How long do you keep bringing Alex Dickerson along? It was kind of a guy that you took a flyer on the offseason. I'm one that I don't know if you saw on the show sheet, Joe. I put a name in there that's been real popular that I'm going to make a hot. I think it's a hot take. I don't know that it's really that hot of a take. I think this year, the blockbuster move that Alex Anthopoulos makes is not trading for someone, but bringing up someone within the farm system. Michael Harris. I think he's a guy who in Mississippi has been tearing the cover off the ball. I think he's batting like 336, if I remember that correctly. I put in there, yeah, 366. He's batting so far early in the season, 9 RBIs, a 932 OPS. Like, he is performing really well. And I just wonder, I think we forget how little Eddie Rosario actually played for the Braves last year. Like, Eddie was the heroic guy who stepped up in some big moments. But I don't even know how many games Eddie Rosario even started.
Well, do you remember? Yeah, do you remember when they traded for him? He didn't even play for a while.
No.
Like he was
He only played 33
he was
games.
playing in Gwinnett for a while.
Yeah, I think he only played 33 games for the Braves last year. And I don't know how many of those he actually started. It was more of like he was coming in as a pinch hitter or late inning defensive replacement sort of thing, which is funny to say now. After missing, I heard you on Dukes and Bell the other day talk about like that was one of the worst errors you've ever seen, just for the fact that you're
It
right.
was
Like, he
terrible.
camped under it and he dropped it. Like,
And that happened to me when I was a kid, and I like hit off it like hit off the tip of my glove and then hit me in the eye. You know, like
yeah.
that, thankfully for him, it didn't hit him in the face, but like my God, like that was just brutally bad.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, I know we're all waiting around for Ronald Acuna to come back, and especially when Acuna performs like he did last night in his first time out, professionally this year, we all get really excited, but I think there's still going to be an issue there, even when Acuna comes back, that makes me go, okay, I know what the Braves are doing with Michael Harris and having him play down in Mississippi. Like, he's a guy that they want to have team control on for years to come. And so saving that if they don't have to use it. However, it feels like it's about that time that they're going to have to break the emergency glass and pull the lever.
Yeah, like we were talking about earlier in the show, you never want to make too much out of a small sample size and all that. All those disclaimers aside, this Eddie Rosario situation does not look good. And, you know, he was signed on a 2-year, $18 million contract. And right now, I got to be honest with you, Caleb, this $9 million a year he's on feels a lot like the $9 million that Ender Inciarte was on, like toward the end of his
Yeah.
stint. You know, it felt like that kind of contract where, man, like you sign him for a certain amount with the expectation that he would be giving you a certain amount of production on the field, and it doesn't feel like that's going to happen. I don't know. You know, again, maybe he will turn around, but you do look at just the minimal amount he's played for the Braves, which I hadn't really honestly considered until you just brought it up here, Caleb, but he only had 96 at bats last year
Yeah.
for the Braves. So it's kind of crazy. So with that said, you know, Caleb, you mentioned him, Michael Harris, the stats he's been putting up. It should also be said that he's doing this in Mississippi, which is by all accounts like the hardest place to hit a baseball in the
Yeah,
world.
true.
It's like or at least in this country, it's like the hardest place to hit. I don't know how many they haven't played all their games down in Mississippi, but it's impressive and it's undeniable what Michael Harris is doing. And I agree with you. I think that it's the easiest option for them to find a solution to some of these problems they've been having when you look at the outfield defense, the hitting at the bottom of the order, all those kinds of things. So I agree with you. And I don't think they should be shy to call him up either, because by all accounts, he's a guy who is going to be a major league player at some point sooner rather than later. And so even if you do come and, you know, you bring him up, but you send him down a little bit later, maybe for some reason. We know Acuna's coming back to the team, which we're going to talk about in a second. You know, that's fine. Like, you can start his clock. You can, you're not going to run through his options, you know, I don't think. Like, you can use this year as an option year for him. Maybe next year as an option year for him. But, like, in general, he will be a long-term mainstay, it sounds like, with the Braves. So, I'm with you. I would love to see him called up. Again, he hasn't even been to AAA, so... You know, I don't know if the Braves have question marks on that front, but I certainly wouldn't have question marks. Just when I see him play the highlights, he looks like the exact kind of player that the Braves could really use out there in their outfield right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those, maybe I'm pushing for it too soon, but...
We're kind of reacting to this as just like kind of fans, essentially.
Yeah, I just need something to change. And yeah. Obviously,